Radio Now. We are the Joe and Alex Show. Follow us on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. All right, filling in for Alex, who will be back tomorrow. She went to a wedding in California over the weekend. It's my wife. Yeah, Lindsay doing the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
All right, there was a bachelor wedding over the weekend. Ari Leyendyke Jr. and Lauren Burnham got married Saturday in Maui, 10 months after they got engaged on the After the Final Rose special of the last season of The Bachelor. It was officiated by Chris Harrison, as many other bachelor weddings have been, and fairly small for a celebrity wedding, about 100 guests. Sean Lowe and his wife Catherine were the only other bachelor alums there, although several producers also attended. The couple is expecting their first child in the spring as well, so congratulations to them. A Coming to America sequel has been confirmed. Eddie Murphy will reprise his role as Prince Akeem from the original movie.
Mr. McDowell.
What is it?
I was wondering, did you happen to catch the professional football contest on television last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was most exhilarating. The Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And in the end, the Giants triumphed by kicking an oblong ball made of pigskin through a big H. It was a most ripping victory.
I'm just going to tell you this one time. You want to keep working here. Stay off the drugs.
All right, now that movie's like when they come out, like in 88, so it's a little old school. I'm like, I'm 33, so I was like a little kid, but I watched it when I was a little bit older. My dad used to watch Eddie Murphy movies. I'm excited to see like the remake. It's going to be really good, I bet.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I really like the original. The screenplay will be written by Kenya Barris, who is the creator of Black-ish. And if you haven't seen the original, Murphy's character is an African prince trying to find a wife in the United States. But you should watch it. It's really funny. And over the weekend, the LA Kings hockey team had a 90s night. Snoop Dogg made an appearance as a DJ, but he ended up in the announcer booth and they let him call the game for a couple minutes. I thought he did pretty good.
Here's the power play. We're going to face off real quick. Ref about to drop the puck on the ice. He drops it. He didn't drop it. He faked him. Dropped it. There it goes. Get your back. Watch your back. There it is. Right behind his back. 23 trying to slide in where he ride in. Retrieves the puck. Slows it down. Holds it down. But we still can regroup and get some money. Let's get some money. Come on, 8. 8. Was that Doty?
Oh, yeah.
Doty. That's my dog.
Pretty good. Snoop Dogg's always so good at narrating like animals and nature. I love that. It's good.
I know. He's fantastic. That's the garbage on Radio Now.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, here, coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, we got to talk about something I've been seeing all over social media. And even our very own producer, Porkchop, got involved in this latest trend. When I saw this photo online, I was like, what is that? What was he wearing in his ear? Oh my gosh. We're going to put this photo up on our Instagram in just a second, so go follow us at Joe and Alex Show. But I want to talk about the How Hard Did Aging Hit You challenge coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show.